This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Oh, happy Monday. It's looking real pretty out the window right now. Nice blue sky, which I can see clearly because all the leaves are off the tree. It is that time of year. When is it officially? It's like the 21st or the 20th?
Yeah, something like that. 21st. I can look it up.
So we'll be officially in winter here in California. Winter is not
like... calendar doesn't say.
There are plenty of other places where it feels a lot more wintry. Just the rainy season, which got a good start yesterday. Pretty freaking rainy. And as far as the mountains go, there was some snow up in Tahoe. This celebrity trash is actually brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Pod. I'm sure he'll have a full report for us when we record this week. Follow the Johnny Mosley Pod Instagram page. You'll catch workouts and giveaways and all kinds of fun stuff. Bryn actually put up the story of whether skiing came before the wheel, which it's total BS, the whole thing. But it's one of the funniest little clips that Johnny will buy. He's like, that makes sense. I'm like, no, it doesn't make sense. And then he puts up these cave drawings of these people skiing, and it actually looks like sidewalk chalk drawings. I'm like, that is fake. Come on, please stop. Anyway, it's up there on the Johnny at Johnny Mosley Pod. Follow him, please. We're doing our best to get some people on the Instagram page. It's fun workouts.
It's a great show too.
It's all Johnny. It's so he's such a funny, like, easy dude. Actually, this week we're doing our Christmas song. Oh my god, John was working on our Johnny Mosley Pod Christmas song that Johnny cut all the vocals for last week. Bryn sent over this track where he's a little child talking to Christmas Johnny.
Mm-hmm. I had my lines.
We were rolling on. No, they weren't lines. You went crazy on that thing. It's like rapid fire. Like, hey Johnny, hey, I want to jump in the lake with all my clothes on. Like on and on and on. All these things. Honestly, you get breathless.
Listen, all part of the Christmas song.
It's part of the Christmas song.
Well, I did a ton of takes. I'm not sure what they're gonna keep.
And
you know,
just
so I
boom,
gave
boom,
them
boom, boom, boom,
more
boom.
Than they need. Hopefully,
like 2 minutes of him going. Like full on Cartman. Do a little sample.
Oh, I can't right now. It's just too early. You know, it takes me like 10 minutes to get into that character. I have to
the voice. He's like the rotten kid that just won't leave you alone.
You need
he's
to give
playing
me my
that character.
I need to go into my trailer and like, you know, meditate for
a minute. Oh, method acting. Oh, yeah. You got to really get
character.
Into the position, huh?
Right,
you
know.
Yeah, that doesn't just come easy. He doesn't wake up with that. It was hilarious. So we were cutting all the... There's a bunch of, you know, background vocals and stuff. It's really coming out so cute. I can't wait to... We're going to debut it on the Johnny Mosley Pod on Wednesday, and then we'll play it for you on Thursday, Vinny.
Can't wait.
I know. I can't either. I can't wait for you to hear it. It's so cute. It's so funny. All right. So anyway, Johnny Mosley... at Johnny Mosley Pod on Instagram. Check it out. And that's our sponsor for the Celebrity Trash. Snoop Dogg, I would have thought Snoop Dogg would be totally down with WAP, like that he would appreciate that as a song and, you know, be all about it, like get that WAP all over me, whatever. But he did just turn 49, so I guess things are a little different these days.
Ah, Snoop is an old man now. What's his crotchety old ass going to say about this?
Well, that's not all bad. He was asked for his take on the song in an interview, and actually he was asked a few questions. Do you have, did you pull some audio from this?
Yeah, like I grabbed mainly just the WAP stuff.
WAP stuff.
All right.
Let's slow down and let's have some imagination. Let's have some, you know, privacy, some intimacy. That's like your pride and possession. That's your jewel of now. Like, that's what you should hold on to. That should be a possession that no one gets to know about until they know about. Now, when I was young, I may have been with the movement. I probably would have been on a remix. But as an older man, it's like, I love it that they're expressing themselves and they're doing their thing. I just don't want it to where young girls feel like they can express themselves like that without even knowing that is a jewel that they hold on to. But my daughter is from a different era, though. She's from this era, so she may be doing the WAP, you know what I'm saying, a part of the WAP. But I can't be mad at her because it's her generation, you know what I'm saying?
I just love that they're like, so what are your thoughts on WAP? He goes, slow down. Just slow down.
Yeah.
They do really leave very little to the imagination.
You know, I do... First of all, he's correct in that, you know, generations have their thing.
Yep.
And every generation has. And I listen to punk rock, and plenty of people up to this day would say, that's not music. Okay. That was my music, though. And I loved it. And I grew up with it. And for this generation, maybe that's going to be their music. I don't know. But I do think for me personally, there's porn, and I look at that for a very specific reason. And then I'm done with it. I don't watch it for entertainment later in the day, and I don't want to listen to it either. That music's porn, in my opinion.
It is pretty, it's very sexy.
So,
but I just thought it was funny.
That's sort of where I come down, and
I figured. Go ahead.
I get that he, as a dad, is thinking that way. Yeah, I get that. Sure. I have two daughters. I'm glad they're going to miss the WAP, but what will be going on by the time they're teenagers?
There'll be something upsetting for you, I'm sure.
Well,
look, because WAP, honestly, the more walls we break down, mm-hmm. the fewer there are. So that'll just become part of the vernacular, and everyone will know what it
Somebody's
means.
Somebody's going to figure out how to top that.
Right, exactly.
Well, that's
the problem is
everything escalates, absolutely. Right. Everything, you become numb to one level, and you got to go to the next.
Because otherwise, your art doesn't make an impact. Anyway, there you
Snoop.
Go.
Snoop.
Snoop.
He's
Slow
us.
Slow down.
Snoop is us. Funny.
Here's something delightful. Britney Spears and the Backstreet Boys have dropped a new collaboration. She's actually done, I know, amazing. I think she put out like a re-release of her, here it is. It's a deluxe edition of her 2016 album Glory, and it features an all new song with the all male vocal group the Backstreet Boys. It's called Matches. Let's hear what Britney and the Backstreet Boys sound like.
Midnight Egyptian sheets. You know I can see your brain, think you feel the same. Oh, if they just did me for friends, they find you all over me.
Go.
Like playing with matches, matches, matches. This might leave some damage, damage, damage. Not the kind of damage, damage, damage. Like playing with matches, matches, matches.
I love
like
that.
Playing with matches.
I wish I was in the club right now. Dancing to the Snoop Dogg remix.
Playing with matches. I like the way you dress.
Well, I like the production on that one anyway. Mm-hmm. Better than some of the other crap we've been hearing from her lately. There you go. If you love the Backstreet Boys and or Britney Spears, you know who's going to love that song? Hooman. Hooman loves Britney.
Oh. Well, so do you.
I do. I do. I mean, I actually, you know what I like? I like the first couple records. I just love the production. You could have put any singer into those and had that production and had hits. Like, that was whoever was doing that was genius. Tomorrow, Hooman's going to be on the show. He's doing an end of the year something or other because I don't know what movies he'd review.
Isn't Britney connected to NSYNC in the other way?
Well, she banged Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, I mean, but they were together. Yeah. And now she's with Backstreet? Ugh.
Well, look, she's paired up with whoever will pair up with her. Sheesh. I think she broke up with NSYNC a while ago, and then he came out and said, oh, yeah, I said I didn't hit that, but I did.
Yeah, she's a virgin.
What is he talking about, me?
It wasn't that the hook that the Jonas Brothers used to use?
Yeah, their purity rings or whatever.
Yeah. And then suddenly they had to lose those things real quick.
Well, you know, people will only believe that for so long. Once you hit 30, it's like, I love you. Here's something. Lil Wayne. Is Lil Wayne the wah guy?
Yeah, I love this guy.
You're thinking of Lil Jon, Sarah.
Oh, I am.
What?
That guy.
That's right. Lil Jon, right.
I get all the Lils mixed up. Lil Wayne has pled guilty to possession of firearm and ammo. He could face 10 years if he's convicted of this.
He's been in jail before, too.
He has. He went, he was in jail in, I think, 2010. He did like a year in jail.
Yeah, I want to say that, I can't say. I don't remember what he did wrong. But it was, I know he was a cough syrup guy. Or, sorry, Scissor. Purple drink, or whatever they call it. But I know he was probably in trouble for that at some point.
He was convicted with criminal possession of a weapon in March of 2010 and served 8 months in New York.
Okay.
And that prior conviction made his possession of the gun and ammunition on December 23rd, 2019, way illegal. He was not allowed to have a gun anymore after that. So, by the way, he didn't just have a gun. I'm talking about Lil Wayne here. He had a gold-plated gun. He had a gold-plated handgun on him, apparently during a fight, too. So it was... You know what, though? I think they mean on a flight. It says fight, but then later they arrested him when he got off a plane.
There you go.
Yeah.
Maybe he got a fight on the flight.
Maybe. No, it was a private flight, so he was fighting with someone in his own group. Maybe they called 911 when they landed. Hey, man, he's fighting with me on the flight. He's 38 years old. He pled guilty to illegally possessing a gold-plated 45 caliber handgun with 6 rounds of ammunition, as some people call it, while traveling to Florida on a private plane in December of 2019. They're saying that if he's convicted as charged, he's looking at a maximum penalty of 10 years of imprisonment. So I don't know what he'll get, but max of 10 years. It's a Remington 1911.
You know it?
1911s are popular.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Gold-plated ones? Are those popular?
I haven't seen one of those. I'm looking it up right now.
Well, anyway, he is a he's a guy who's not supposed to have firearms. So there's that.
Sad that his world is obviously dangerous enough that he feels he needs to carry it and risk incarceration.
Right.
In order to protect himself from whatever else is out there.
I would assume he's surrounded by guys who could do that for him, but maybe he feels like he needs it personally.
Well, you got to go to the bathroom alone, though, Sarah.
That is true, Vinny. That's true. And you got to hope there's nobody creeping in there. You know, I'm always hoping. In the morning, I have a bathroom over on the side here. And in the morning, before it gets light out, because I'm totally like closed off in the studio and there's a bathroom right there. But there's a door to the outside with a window in it. And I'm like, there could be someone standing on the deck. I got to close the door and turn the light on. Because I can't. And then later in the day, as the sun comes up and I can see that there's no one on the deck, I just go ahead and leave the door open. I don't care. But I'm always so scared.
You don't want a curtain or something.
Yeah, you could make a curtain.
Has a curtain. I just don't feel like pulling it down. I'll just close the door and turn on the light just so no one can peep me. All my fabulous parts.
No one can peep me.
No peepo.
Well, your brother moved away, so.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Actually, maybe I started doing it because you never know when that guy was going to be in your backyard, for God's sake, any time, day or night.
Bang, bang, bang. Hey, I'm here.
John.
Bang, bang, bang.
Bang, ba, bang, bang, bang.
John's probably already killed at least 10 fish by now, right?
Oh, sure. I mean, what is it, noon there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's got to be murdering fish left and right.
Good for him.
On Friday, we played you.
Swim back, dead guy. You have water now.
You can
Here's
do
some
it.
Water. You can breathe again or not.
You're fine. Walk it off. Just keep floating, floating, floating.
I know I kept you out for a photo probably longer than I should have, but.
I know you suffocated.
Just, I'm going to catch you again, too. Don't worry about that.
I'll catch you when I drag in another fish and you get snagged on the line, dead guy. On Friday, Dave Grohl and Greg Kirsten, who is his producer and also obviously a talented performer, they announced that they were going to be covering Jewish artists' songs for the 8 nights of Hanukkah.
Okay.
So the first one that we heard, I don't even remember what it was.
It was the Beastie Boys.
They have done 3 since then. They did one Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night. And I believe we've got them all for you. The one for Friday night was Mountain's Mississippi Queen.
Oh.
So this let's hear a little of this.
Oh, you want that one
this.
First? Huh?
Sure, yeah. Let's play that one first.
No. Oh, sorry.
That's not even close. Yep. Mississippi Queen.
Huh, what?
Let me see real quick.
That's it.
Mississippi Queen. You know what I mean.
Just
fun. It's an interesting take.
Sure. On Saturday night, he did my favorite, Drake.
Your favorite.
Hotline Bling. I didn't know he was Jewish, but he is.
Cute.
I like it better than Drake's version. And then last night, he did a song. He basically said, Drake's not the only musical Jew from Canada. Tonight we feature a Canadian rock goddess who coincidentally grew up around the corner from a Canadian Jewish rock god, Geddy Lee. Maybe we'll get some Rush. I didn't realize that he was also Jewish. This is an artist by the name of Peaches, who actually came in and helped them do it. It's a song called F the Pain Away.
I know Peaches.
I don't know Peaches.
Peaches is pretty filthy.
Yeah, so I guess you had to edit this a little, Brittany?
Yeah, well, I didn't play that part, the main part. Where
okay.
You know.
F the Pain Away. Mm-hmm. We get that part. Here we go.
Alright.
So we can't play the chorus, obviously. It's right, what? F the pain away. So I guess she's on there somewhere. I don't hear her though.
Yeah, she jumps in through Zoom.
For the dirty part? Or
it looks
what?
Like. Yeah, for the dirty part. And it's through Zoom. So they pipe her in somehow.
So there you go. The fourth night is done. I guess tonight through Thursday we'll get new songs from them, and we'll listen to Dave Grohl, I'm sure, all week. Stay in school, cause it's the best. IUD, SIS. Stay in school, cause it's the best. IUD, SIS. Stay in school, cause it's the best. Stay in school, everybody. All right. I'm gonna go ahead and skip that. And finally, I'll end with this. Jay-Z is rolling out his new cannabis line called Monogram, 4 strains that are designated light, medium, or heavy.
Jay-Z's in on this too, huh? All right.
He says, cannabis has been around for thousands of years, yet it's still an industry whose legacy of skilled craftsmanship is often overlooked. I created Monogram to give cannabis the respect it deserved by showcasing the tremendous hard work, time, and care that go into crafting a superior smoke. You can read all about it at jayzhasweed.com.
Are you serious?
No, I just made that up. It's okay. Yeah, I'm sure if you type that in, you'll go right to it. You don't need me to tell you. Jay-Z, new cannabis line. And there is your celebrity trash for 8 o'clock. What's coming up?
Well, the holidays are around the corner. They're going to look different this year. So that's one of my stories. And a bunch more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.